following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
You must understand that your auntie's odd. Now, I think you know that already. The food that I chose for my birthday is no exception. I had four English muffin halves, two with butter and mounds, Mount Everest mounds of peanut butter, and two with sliced Velveeta cheese slices and poached egg on each. I'm a sick fuck, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, I was agreeing.
I wanted a can of chicken Vienna sausages, and I wanted a whole avocado, and I wanted liverwurst, and I wanted what else did I want? I wanted pizza rolls, and I wanted popcorn shrimp, and I wanted White Castle ham cheeseburgers, and oh god, what else did I get? Sushi. Oh, and enchiladas. Not enchiladas, tamales. These little tamales that Gooch and I used to eat as kids. And that's what Gooch ended up eating, tamales and canned chili. That was his dinner for my birthday, of course. It was heavenly. Gooch made me my cake, which is an angel food cake with chocolate whipped cream frosting. And what you do is you take Hershey's cocoa powder and powdered sugar, and you mix it with real whole cream, whipping cream, and you whip it with the and you spread it all over the angel food cake.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You must understand that your auntie's odd.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 855 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of May 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Yeah, we got voice letters, and Big Fatty's still feeling lucky, so we're going to scratch the Granite State card. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it was a good day. Good day in the coal mine, because Big Fatty was only there half a day, because, y'all, I had to go to El Dentisto on Tuesday morning, and y'all came out with just a clean bill of health. They couldn't find a thing wrong. He said maybe I ought to have my head examined, but other than that, everything was just fine. So, y'all, it's a yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely, just lovely. And, y'all, they did some sort of panoramic x-ray of Big Fatty's teethies, and, but, y'all, I don't have to go back until... Y'all, that is a little ham sandwich and some fried scrumps, y'all, which is nothing compared to that feast that the sea hag...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, can you believe that list of food that she shoved in a pie hole? And y'all, you know she was licking up also. You know, just add that in to everything else, y'all, because you know she was licking up. And but y'all, I could not believe that. You know, it's no wonder they're having money problems. Anyway, there was nothing bad at the dentista, and no wonder she didn't want to go to the dentista, y'all. But came to the coal mine and got several things accomplished today, which is always a good thing. So, but y'all, one of the things I need to get accomplished today is this. And y'all, we have got a Mexican birthday today, y'all. It is Steve in the Uck. It is Steve in the Uck's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, he's got some kind of chocolate cake he's going to be having. And what else did he say he was going to have? He also went through a list of foods that he was going to consume. But all I remember is it was going to be a chocolate cake with a chocolate icing and chocolate shavings on top. Y'all, I get the impression that he might like chocolate. But, y'all, you know Stephen the Uck. He's the one that created the BFO app. And, y'all, let me just tell you, there are some big doings. Coming up with the yes, Big Freddy, just let him sing the song.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ant. I am here at the famous Bex Motor Lodge, where me and my partner are off to go see Hugh Jackman in concert tonight. I just wanted to report to you from the Bex Motor Lodge. Bye-bye.
Thank you
for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, thank you for calling. And y'all, that's Ant. Ant from out there in the Bay Area. You know, he avoids Mr. Vader when Mr. Vader goes out there. But y'all, Ant came to the BFO meet and greet last time. I had one out there. And y'all, I've not heard if he's going to be able to make it to the one on the 28th or the 29th. Y'all, I'm still waiting to hear from people about that. So, Ant, you need to get on the horn and let Big Fatty know if you're going to be able to make it. And, y'all, he has promised me. And, y'all, let me just say, if Ant is ever at your meet and greet, y'all, you are guaranteed to get all fucked up. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And, y'all, he was going to some sort of concert, some sort of jack-off concert or something like that. I don't know what it was. With some guy named Hugh, that Hugh Jackoff or something. I don't know. And Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. And y'all, then he called back.
Yes, it's Ant. I am here at the Mix after the Hugh Jackman show. And I'm just going to tell you that I am here with my partner, and we are having a great time. Wish you were here. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I see y'all, he called right back after that that jack-off show with that Hugh guy. And bang, Harry, please. And y'all, he was at the Mix, and that's where the meet and greet was the last time Big Fatty was out there in the Bay Area. But y'all, this year it's gonna be at the Cock. Big Fatty, that's the KOK bar on the Folsom Street. And y'all, I'm just waiting to hear if the 28th or the 29th will be better. I know that Pete says no, I cannot come on the 28th. And y'all, but I've heard the SATA 69 can only come on the 28th, but y'all, I think he's coming to the Hootenanny down in what do you call that place? Disneyland. Yes, we're going to Disneyland. Lovely, just lovely. So anyway, y'all, the next call is from someone who will indeed be at the House of Blues Hootenanny coming up just a week from this Saturday on the 21st over there at the House of Blues at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, it is none other than the Melissa the Confused. Yes!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Melissa the Confused. I'm just calling to say hello. I have not called you in a while, and I've been naughty for that. I'm really sorry. I hope you can forgive me, but I am listening. I love your show so much, and I can't wait for May, I believe it's the 21st, when I will get to finally meet you. So I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I will meet you on May the 21st when you come to the Cowies. I will talk to you later. I hope you have a great day, and hello, Poodle McNoodle. I love you, too. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie McFadden, she said hello to me. I'm lovely. I love her. Yes. Oh, yes. Lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, it is going to... Oh! Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, the... Yes! Y'all, as of today, it's just 8 days until Big Fatty crawls aboard the Aeroplano, which, of course, is Mexican for Aeroplano, and flies into the Southern California. Hey, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. I thought the time would never get here, although I know that there are those who wish that it would never get here. Big Fatty, just move on to the next call.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Casey in Denver, number two fan, VFO 2011. I have a question for you that regards Monday's little show and the gentleman caller report. You said that for Saturday, last Saturday, there were your new most regular gentleman caller came over with another gentleman caller. So there were two of them, and then you said they got there at 6 p.m. in the afternoon evening, and that they were there until 6:30 p.m. in the afternoon and evening, and so two of them and only 30 minutes. That's my question. Was it only they were only there for 30 minutes? That's pretty quick for two gentlemen callers at the same time. So I need some kind of an extra.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Okay. Oh. Dear Gussie, y'all, that Casey in Denver, it sounds like he's having cellular telephonic device problems. Yes, McFatty. And Casey in Denver, I am also in a state of kerfuffle as to how quick that all went. But y'all, I will tell you that the new most regular gentleman caller, he was meeting friends for a motion picture. They were going to the picture show, y'all. And, y'all, I guess that he needed to hurry up and get there and get his popcorn and his milk duds. But the third rode with the new most regular gentleman called, so he couldn't stay either. So, anyway, but, Casey, it was more of an, yes, getting to know each other, everyone, let's see, what's the best way I can say this without making the Cheerios come up? Big Freddy, there's just no way to do that, just blurt it out. Let's just say everyone did not arrive. Big Freddy, that is vulgar!
Hey, thank you. Denver, and call and tell you that I realized area is such a huge metropolitan that there's no way I could ever everyone that dies in this area. So we're so old, probably. You probably knew George Washington's teeth maker. You probably cut down the tree or whatever the hell wanted it into those teeth. But I'll try to do some more looking to see who else is famous in our area.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't know who the hell that was, but I think that was either, that was one of the Danbury's calling, but y'all, it appears everyone's, are there sunspots or something? I don't know. Maybe it's the surface of the sunspots, but... But y'all, it sounded like there was some cellular telephonic device. So if that is one of the Danbury's calling, y'all, they're probably calling to report that somebody else famous has died in the Connecticut. Yo, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Joe in Dallas, number one fan for 2011. Just calling to say that after hearing your latest show, Vegas may not be the best place for you, because if you win, there may be a cleanup on aisle 21 when you, like, win, because, I mean, the scratch-off situation, that was funny. God love ya. But, I do hope you do have a wonderful, wonderful time on your trip, and just be forewarned that you may need the depends or something else if, in fact, you do hit and hit big at the tables or on the roulette wheel. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was the number. We've had the number one fan and the number two fan of the BFO call today. And Joe, I'm so glad you enjoyed hearing Big Fatty win yesterday. And y'all, I think there's no better lead-in than that to move over to this. Y'all, this is a $10 card here for the Granite State. And what a better, who better to introduce the Granite State scratch-off than Joe in Dallas? Y'all, I went up to $75,000. If I match any of my numbers to any of the winning numbers, I win the prize shown. And if I reveal a Cohen symbol, then I win the prize shown automatically. And I went up to, what do you call that, 15 times? Y'all, let's check the winning numbers here. The first winning number is number 27. And y'all, Joe in Dallas knows also that Big Fatty loves the roulette. Yes, Big Fatty, you love a roulette wheel. Is that anything like a horror room wheel? No. But y'all, the winning numbers are 37, 30, 32, 12, and 11. So y'all, let's begin to scratch Big Fatty's numbers. And y'all, the first one is a 3. No winner there. Y'all, then there's a 22. Not a winner. And then there's a 21. No winner there, Big Fatty. Number 18, not a winner. Number 39, no winner there. Y'all, there's a number 37. Please keep scratching, Big Fatty. Not a winner. Oh, I missed one, y'all. Number 13, no, not a winner. Y'all, number 29, not a winner. Number 27, please keep... Oh, that is a winner. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Is that right? Yes, that is a winner. Okay, we've got a winner there. And then there's a number 15. And then let's go down here to these. Is a number 26, not a winner. And a number 14, not a winner. Number 33, not a winner. Number 38, no winner there. Is that no? And a number 4. All right, now y'all, let me just make sure I got this right here now. That's a number 27, okay. And that's the only one that's a winner. All right, y'all, we're going to scratch and see what we won. Here we go. Number 27, it is $40. Dear Gussie. Y'all, and I still don't know who my fuzzy pussy is. Well, Fuzzy Pussy, I've got $245 worth of scratch-offs here for you to redeem for me. So, yes, Big Fat. Oh, dear. Y'all, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, this is Cassie. I was just sitting here thinking that Miss Melinda really should Twitter between now and Vegas, because we need to know her thoughts and feelings and what she's doing and all that other good stuff that we need to know about each other before we all hook up. What do you think? Come on. Come on. Maybe she already does Twitter and just doesn't follow me or let me follow her. All right, well, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, she was on the Twitter this afternoon. Oh, well, I've got to make my Vegas to-do list. I'm going to buy a Big Fatty Brufkus to make sure he eats a pound of bacon. And I'm going to rent a motorcycle and go spooning with Vader. And I'm going to buy Miss Melinda an adult beverage. And I'm going to... Y'all, I couldn't even remember all the stuff she was going to do. But y'all, she's got quite a list. She's got a Vegas bucket list. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. And y'all, I just... once again, I need to know who my fuzzy pussy is. Big Fatty, you make everything sound vulgar. Just vulgar. But y'all, trust me. There's nothing that sounds more vulgar than to hear...
You must understand that your auntie's odd.
That doesn't sound vulgar at all, Big Fatty. It sounds lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.